Be with you all.
下午我们一起学习的题目是你的财宝在哪里。
This afternoon I would like to use this topic of where is your money as your mutual encouragement.
我们看马太福音的第六章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 6.
21节。
Verse 21.
马太福音六章二十一节。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
因为你的财宝在那里，哪里你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, here your heart will be also.
耶稣讲的话是很真实的。
The Lord Jesus made a very realistic statement.
你的心在哪里？
Where is your heart?
心很看不见。
You cannot see your heart.
你想的东西在哪里也看不见。
You cannot see the things that you are thinking about.
但是只要问你的钱放在哪里，你的心就在那边了。
But you can just ask where is your money, then you know that your heart is also there.
前一阵子啊，看到一个新闻。
Not long ago, I read a news.
在一个商场里面，晚上发生大火。
There was a fire in the mall.
哇，烧了，烈火冲天。
And the fire was a very big fire.
火光红红。
And it was very burning very severely.
所有的店家晚上收到消息都赶去那个商场那边。
And when the store owners learned about the news, they all rushed to the site.
那个火太大了。
Because the fire was too big.
烟也很大。
And a lot of smoke.
消防员要进去都要很小心。
Even the firefighter had to be very cautious when they entered the site.
这个时候有一个人要冲进去火场。
But there was one person who was running into the fire.
大家看到他那么勇敢。
When people saw that he was so courageous.
到底要救谁啊？
They were wondering who he was trying to save.
是他的孩子啊，他的妈妈还是谁啊，在里面睡觉啊
？Whether it was his children or his family member in there.
他说不是，我的钱在里面。
He said no.My money is in there.
我有很多现金，昨天晚上放在里面。
I have a lot of cash that I left in there yesterday.
他叫他你不要进去，进去死定了。
People told him that you should not go in because it is very dangerous.
他不管。
But he didn't care.
还是要冲进去火场。
He just insisted on going into the fire.
到最后，消防员也进去了。
At the end, the firefighters also went in.
把这个火灭掉之后。
After the fire was put off.
看到一具烧焦的尸体。
They found a burnt body.
抱着，紧紧的抱着一包东西。
And the body was holding on to something.
当然，那包就是他的心肝宝贝啊，这是他的钱啊。
And that was his money.
就是再怎么也放不下。
He could not let go of his money.
因为他的钱在他店里面。
Because his money was in the store.
所以他冒生命危险还是要进去。
So even though it was extremely dangerous, he still had to go in.
结果呢，他还是丧失了生命。
And at the end, he lost his life.
所以主耶稣讲。
So Jesus said,
今天你的财宝放在哪里?
Where your treasure is,
你的心呢也会在哪里?
There your heart will be also.
那到底你的财宝会放在哪里呢?
So where can you put your treasures?
当然说当然在我口袋里面呢。
People may say that I may put my money in my pocket.
今天的人钱都不会放太多在身上，因为我们要有信用卡嘛。
Today people don't carry too much cash around because we all have credit cards.
但是这句话说你的钱到底会花在什么事情上面呢?
But this statement is askingWhere can you spend your money on?
你要认识一个人，大概看看他怎么样花钱，你就大概知他是一个怎么的人。
To truly know a person, just look at the way he spends his money, then you probably have a pretty good idea of what kind of person this is.
他花在哪里，代表他看什么东西有价值。
Because where he spends his money also shows where he what things he value the most.
这种人生观。
This is also a way of life.
那我们来讲三种不同的人会把钱放在不同的地方。
So let's talk about three different type of people spending money at three different places.
第一种人。
First type of
people. 他们赚了钱呢很舍得花钱。
After they have make some money, they also know how to spend.
他们呢花在他们的享受方面。
And they spend their money on enjoyments.
他们非常会享受。
They really know how to enjoy themselves.
他觉得工作那么辛苦就是为了要享受。
Because they feel that I work so hard so that I can enjoy my life.
这个就是一般第一种人的那种想法。
So this is the first type of thinking.
我们看传道书。
Let's refer to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
传道书二章四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 4.
传道书二章四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
我为自己动大工程建造房屋在葡萄园修造园要在其中栽种各样果树木第六节
6.
挖造水池用以浇灌嫩小的树木我买了不备也有生在家中的不备又有许多牛羊胜过以前在耶路撒冷众人所有的
7.
第八节,
8.
我又为自己继续金银和君王的财宝并有各省的财宝又得唱歌的男女和世人所喜爱的并许多的妃嫔这里说有一个人叫传道者
Here a person who was
他曾经很有钱 非常有钱
Here described a person who was once very rich
他有很多的财宝
He had a lot of money
但是他很聪明
But he was very wise.
他知道有钱就是要享受。
He knew that the purpose of having money is so that you can enjoy.
这种人已经不得了了。
This is not very simple.
因为大部分人啊, 赚钱只是为了赚钱。
Because most people, they make money for the sake of making money.
赚了钱为了要赚更多的钱。
When they have made some money, they want to make more money.
这个在我们华人的生活圈子里面啊, 特别普遍。
This is especially evident in our Chinese society.
因为, 华人的观念就是一定要省钱。
Because in the Chinese thinking is that you need to save money.
或者是以前曾经穷过。
Or maybe because in the past people were poor.
所以有些人, 赚到钱之后还是很省。
So after some people, after they have made some money, they are still very conservative.
省到啊, 每餐都在家里慢慢抽馒头啊。
They would still even be very stingy.
我看到有一个, 我去过有一个人家里, 家里很大。
I've been to a house where the house is very big.
他很多钱。
This family is very rich.
但是他最喜欢的在家里揣馒头。
But the things that he likes to do the
他说,
most is to make Chinese buns at home.
一包面粉才多少钱啊?
Because he said to me that a bag of flour is only is so cheap.
我可以吃两个礼拜。
I can just buy a bag of flour and eat it for 2 weeks.
不同的面包，不同的那种东西。
I can make into different buns or breads.
啊，非常省。
So they are very very conservative when it comes to spending money.
当然省是好。
Of course, it's very good to be to save.
这个传道者所罗门，他知道有了钱之后，他要开始享受。
However, here King Solomon knew that after you have some wealth, you need to enjoy.
啊，那盖水池啊，葡萄园啊，做盖皇宫。
So he planted vineyard, he built gardens or orchards.
每天呢，请人唱歌跳舞给他看。
He also had singers and dancers try to please him.
这种人呢是享受主义者。
So these were people who really knew how to enjoy.
他觉得人生要过得舒服, 才对得起自己。
Because they feel that you have to have a very comfortable life, then you have a good life.
这种人呢, 在世界上来说呢是很聪明的。
These people are probably considered very intelligent, very smart in this world.
比那些只会赚钱不会享受的人聪明一点。
They are probably smarter than those people who only know to make money but don't know to enjoy.
我常看我家里对面那个外国人啊，那个 garage 里面放什么。
I often look at my neighbor, the one across from the street from me, look at them, what they put in their garage.
打开 garage, 我看到,哇,有些船在里面。
When they open their garage, I can see they have boats in the garage.
不是很有钱,就是一些小船。
They are not very wealthy, they are small boats.
大概周末啊,就去放船,就去钓鱼了。
But I can imagine probably on the weekends, they would go and go take out their boats and then go fishing.
加拿大的生活比较会享受。
We know that Canadians like to enjoy lives.
那个所罗门呢，那个传道者呢，也曾经很会享受。
And here, this preacher or this Solomon, he also knew how to enjoy his life.
但是他享受了一辈子后呢，有一个结论。
But after he has enjoyed his whole life, he came to a conclusion.
这个结论呢，对我们今天来说有点奇怪。
And this conclusion may seem a little bit strange to us today.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
凡我所眼中所求的，我没有。 留下不给他的，我心所快乐的，我没有禁止不享受的，因为我的心为我一切劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的奉。十一节。
11.
后来呢，我查看我手中所经营的一切事，和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是普风，在日光之下毫无益处啊！这个就是传道者的结论。This
is the conclusion. This is his conclusion.
他说：“把钱放在享受上面。”
He mentioned that when you spend your wealth on enjoyment,
会带给他当时的一些快乐,
Yes, it can bring him temporary happiness.
但是他的人生回头看总结的，看以前享受过的。
However, when he looked back to his life and looked at all the enjoyment that he had,
他有两个结论。
He came to two conclusions.
第一呢，享受本身也是劳碌。
First, the enjoyment itself was a labor.
第二呢，享受到最后呢，那种满足感没有了，就很空虚。
And after all the enjoyment, when the satisfaction is gone, then you feel vanity.
啊，这个是很值得我们思考的。
This is something that we need to think about.
第一，享受本身是一种劳碌。
The enjoyment itself is a toil.
我们移民到了加拿大，通常第一件事情就是买大房子。
After we immigrated to Canada, probably the first thing we usually like to do is to buy a big house.
新移民来到这边，因为在亚洲啊，房子都住很小。
Because in Asia, people live in very small houses or places.
所以通常一般来到这边呢，房子能够有多大就买大一点。
So usually when people first come here, they would buy the biggest house they can afford.
住进去啊，很舒服。
So that they live a very comfortable life.
家里可以踢足球啊。
You may even be able to play soccer in your own home.
但是住久之后呢
？However, after a while,
感觉会不一样。
You may feel different.
我之前在另外一个地方认识一位姐妹。
In another place, I knew a sister.
她那时候啊，她的大房子拿出来卖。
At that time, she was trying to sell her big house.
我说你房子那么漂亮，为什么要卖
？So I asked her, "Your house is so beautiful. Why are you trying to sell it?"
她那个房子前面那个花园的那个车子可以绕进去再绕出来，好像一个。就是有一个圆环。
That his front yard, his driveway is so big that you can drive the car in on the one side and then come out on the other side.
然后它里面很漂亮。
And the house was very beautiful.
它里面呢有个游泳池，是里面有游泳池，不是外面有游泳池。它的游泳池是在里面的。
They had an indoor swimming pool.
哇，我第一次去啊，那个嘴巴都合不起来。
When I first went there, I couldn't close my mouth.
怎么会室内有个游泳池
？I was shocked to see an indoor swimming pool.
里面所有的装潢啊，装修啊。
And it was very beautifully renovated.
那我问他说，那么住的那么舒服，为什么要卖
？So I asked her, such a comfortable living environment, why are you trying to sell it?
她第一句话，累死了。
The first thing she said to me is, "I'm so tired."
每天当工人在家里。
Because every day I labor around my house.
那么漂亮的房子，你不容忍心让它很乱很脏嘛
？Because such a beautiful house, you don't want it to become a mess. You don't want it to be dirty.
请工人就不舍得，就加拿大工人很贵。
And I don't really want to hire people to help me clean because it's so expensive.
那每天呢？哇，这里擦一擦，那里擦一擦，那里擦一擦。
So every day I'm just cleaning here and there.
每天在擦这个地板。
Every day She was cleaning, mopping the floor.
她在家里只有一个人住，她先生在台湾。
She was the only one who lived in the house because her husband was in Taiwan.
孩子啊，都长大了，都出国了，或者去别的地方了。
And all her children, were already grown up and they all left the house.
她说累死我了。
So she was very tired.
我不管她什么价钱好不好了，我都要把它处理掉。
So she said to me that I don't care whether I can sell it for a good price, but I'm going to get rid of it.
原来在别人看来，住五六千尺的房子。或者是甚至一万尺的房子是享受，对他来说这种苦。
To other people's eyes, living in such a big house, may be a very good enjoyment, but to her, it was very painful.
有另外一个弟兄
，another brother.
他在山顶上面买了一栋大房子。
He bought a big house on the top of a hill.
但是我的院子那么大，要好像缺点什么。
So he thought to himself that my yard is so big, but something seems to be lacking.
要盖个凉亭。
So he built a shed.
凉亭好像缺了什么。
And after the shed, he felt that something else is still missing.
有凉亭没有雨啊，好像差了一点。
Because with a nice shed, nice deck, if I don't have a pond, then it's missing.
养那个锦鲤。
So he wanted to have some fish.
哇，很大的工程，花了很多钱。
So he spent a lot of money. It was a big job.
享受了几个礼拜之后呢，开始累了。
And then after a few weeks, he got tired.
那个水啊，很难维持。那个长青苔，又有蚊子，鱼又死。
Because you have to feed the fish every day, and then you have to clean the water, have to do all these things to maintain it.
死了要再买新的。
And when the fish dies, you have to buy new ones.
到最后他决定还是请人把泥土把它盖回去了。
So at the end, he decided that he decided to hire somebody to cover up the pond again.
真的东西多，东西生活复杂，其实是一种累。
It is true that sometimes when we have more things and when our life become very complicated, we become very tired.
所罗门说，我的心放在这些上面，对我有什么好处呢？
King Solomon said that if I put my heart, all my effort on all these things, what good is it to me?
享受了一下子，但是还是觉得有点空啊。
Yes, I can enjoy it for a little while, but afterwards I feel emptiness.
还是劳劳碌碌。
I still feel I'm toiling in labor.
不晓得是谁服侍谁啊。
That we don't know who is serving who.
所以啊，所罗门说，这个传道者说，一切都是虚空，没有什么益处。
So Solomon said that all was vanity and there's no profit under the sun.
这不是说我们都不能享受生活。
This is not to tell us that we are not allowed to enjoy life.
不是说我们都不能住好的房子、大的房子。
It's not to say that we cannot live in a big, a nice house.
如果神给我们的，我们也可以享受。
If it is given to us by God, of course we can enjoy it.
但是我们要告诉自己。
But we have to tell ourselves.
这些物质到最后真的不是最重要。
All these material things, at the end, they are not that important.
你睡着多大的房子根本不重要。
It's not important how big your house is.
你家里的人的关系好不好才是重要。
What's important is whether you have a very good relationship with your family members.
你能睡在什么多贵的床不重要。
It doesn't matter how expensive the bed you sleep on.
你晚上睡不睡得早才比较重要。
What is more important is whether you can fall asleep at night.
你能去多远的地方 holiday 不是很重要。
Doesn't matter how far or how nice a place you can have vacation.
你每天心中喜乐才是重要。
What is more important is whether you have joy in your heart every day.
为什么一个人拥有了虽然不多，但是还可以很喜乐，睡得很好，很开心呢？
How is it that someone can, even though he may not own a lot, he may not own many things, but he can still be very joyful, he may still be able to sleep well.
因为他认识了神。
Because he knows God.
他人生有意义。
Because his life is meaningful.
如果没有认识神。
If you do not know God,
生活只是顾着努力赚钱，就是为了享受。
If your life is only about working hard so that you can enjoy,
那最后还是会觉得空的。
Then at the end, you will still feel the emptiness.
前天我看到一篇报道。
A few days ago, I saw a newspaper article.
现在全世界啊，那个所谓的豪华市场啊 ，luxury item 的 market 啊，全球那个豪华产品的市场非常的大。
Now in the world, there's a very big market for luxury items.
据说啊，有3000亿美金啊 ，$300 billion.
The market is about $300 billion.
全球的人就是花3000亿的美金来买所有的豪华包包、豪华衣服、豪华鞋子、豪华车子。
This means that people around the world spend annually about $300 million buying luxury goods.
这个是很恐怖的数目。
This is a very terrifying number.
如果这样子豪华的东西能够让人更快乐的话，全世界的人应该更快乐。
That if people can just buy happiness with these luxury goods, then supposedly people should be even more happy today.
结果是没有了。
But that's not the case.
所以把钱只放在享受上面，没有办法带给我们真正的满足。
So if you only spend your money on enjoyment, that cannot buy you happiness.
我们的生活呢，有就好了。到适当的地步就感谢了。
That in our life, as long as we have something, we should be content, and it has to be appropriate.
不用跟人家比较。
That we don't need to compare ourselves with others.
好，那再来讲第二种人。
The second type of thinking.
他会把他的财宝放在哪里呢？
Where would these people put their money in?
他会把他的财宝呢放在投资方面。
They will put their money in their investment.
就是说呢，他用钱要来剩，来赚了更多的钱。
Meaning that they use their money to grow and make more money.
但像这种人呢，也是很有智慧的。
And these people are also very wise.
像圣经里面，主耶稣曾经讲到一个比喻。
In the Bible, the Lord Jesus once said a parable.
有一个财主。
There was a rich man.
他很会投资的眼光。
He was a very good investor.
他就是想说，我的仓库已经。
He thought to himself that my storehouse is already full.
我那么多土产啊，要放在哪里呢？
But I have so much wealth, where can I store them?
所以他拆掉这个仓库，旧的仓库。
So he planned to tear down the old one.
然后呢，他就要盖更大的。
And he wanted to build an even bigger one.
当然，我们都常常听这个故事。
We often have heard about this story.
通常我们会听主耶稣的话，称他为无知的财主。
Usually we listen to what the Lord Jesus said that we think that this person is a rich fool.
因为神跟他说，今天晚上就有你的灵魂了。
Because God told him that Tonight, your soul will be taken away from
you. 你所赚的存的那么多留给谁呢?
So who is going to have all these that you have accumulated?
因为他只顾投资,只顾赚钱,没有信仰,
because he only cared about making money, about investing, and he didn't think about his faith.
那我们来想我们了,
but let's think about us today.
那对投资有什么想法?
Today we have already believed in the Lord, but what is our attitude towards investing?
当然投资是好的。
Of course, investing is not bad.
不要赚到什么了，钱都全部花掉。
That we shouldn't just spend everything that we have earned.
但是投资也是要小心。
But we also need to be careful when we invest.
像那个比喻里面所说的，拆了窗户盖新的，那个是比较稳健的一种投资。
Just like what's mentioned in this parable, that when this person wanted to tear down the old house and then build a bigger one. This is a more conservative approach.
它是稳健的，有在做事情的这种投资。
This is more sound, this investment, because he actually does something.
但是现在的社会呢，比较复杂。
But today in the society is more complicated.
在资本主义的社会里面，当然也有所谓的投资，也有股票的这个东西。
In this capitalism world, There's this thing called stock.
有人就问了，那基督徒可不可以做股票？可不可以买股票？
So people may ask, can a Christian invest in the stock market?
当然圣经没有提到股票这两个字。
Of course, the Bible never mentions about this term stock.
就好像圣经没有讲到抽烟这两个字。
Just like the Bible does not mention anything about smoking.
圣经里面会给我们一些原则。
But the Bible gives us some principles.
在这些原则之下，你按照这些原则去做。
Like under these principles, you should conduct your life according to these principles.
如果原则没有违背的，当然就是可以去做。
If you don't go against these principles, then things are permissible.
你原则超过了，我们就自己要小心了。
But if you go over these principles, then you need to be careful.
那圣经有什么原则呢？
So what are the principles of the Bible?
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第六章
1 Timothy chapter 6
提摩太前书的第六章
1 Timothy chapter 6
9到10节
verses 9 to 10
提摩太前书六章九节
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9
但是那些想要发财的人就现在迷惑落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里叫人沉在败亡和灭亡中
verse 9 but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。For
the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
这里圣经有一些原则。
Here the Bible gives us some principles.
It
doesn't matter what we are trying to invest. We need to remember these principles. Because when you invest in something, you have to put money into it.
你放钱进去哪里，你的心就会在上面。
And wherever your money is, then your heart is there also.
像最近新闻都说，哇，中国的股市非常的爆红。
For example, nowadays we see in the news that the stock market in China has been very hot.
常常网络上面都或者是一些文章啊新闻都这样报道。
We see this kind of news online and every day.
现在中国啊全民皆股啊。
And right now nowadays in China everybody invests in the stock market.
他们说大妈啊，叫大妈。 这是中国的大妈在这个股市里面的是一股主流。
There's even a special term calling people investing in the stock market in China.
Stock market auntie.
Stock market auntie.
这是那种大妈主妇啊，家里啊，他们不煮饭了，也不顾小孩了，整天想啊，就是炒股票。
These stock market auntie is referring to these housewives. They have a lot of money and they don't do anything at home, but they just play with the stocks every day.
每天都看那个这个商洛。
They look at the market trends every day.
现在大学生也不读书了。
Even the students, they don't study anymore.
哇，有同学怎么转了几次，几个礼拜就赚了几十万了，那还用读书？读那么辛苦？
Because they look at their friends, that some of them with a few thousand dollars, within a very short period of time, they make millions of dollars. Therefore, they feel that I don't need to study, I can just do that.
报道说有一个拿2万块，结果不晓得炒了几年之后。 超过100万, 哇,
there was newspaper articles reporting that certain students with $20,000 in a few years, he became a millionaire, and so people
这是,
didn't want to study
这是新闻呢,
anymore.
一直在吵啊,
so all these news continue to talk about these
哇,
things.
好的,
so people feel that if I don't get in now, I'm a fool.
还有一个term叫做股票这个寡妇。
There is even a term called a stock market widow.
为什么呢? 因为丈夫每天在家里啊，什么都不做了，就是看那个。
Because their husbands, they only look at the stock market every day. They don't do anything.
太太回到家里，丈夫都不理她。
So when the wife comes home, the husband pays no attention to the wife.
在家里好像寡妇一样。
So even though they are both at home, but the wife is like a widow.
这个是报纸上面写的。
These are all things we read in the newspaper.
有没有那么严重，我是不知道。
Is it really like that? I don't know.
但是也不是某一个国家了，全世界都是一样。
But it's not just that particular country, because this is the trend in the whole world.
这里说，圣经有一些原则。
Here, the Bible gives us a few principles.
第一, 你是想要真正稳健的投资呢, 还是你想要发财?
First, are you looking for a stable investment or are you trying to get rich quick?
稳健的投资呢就是慢慢的增长的。
A stable investment means that you grow your wealth gradually and slowly.
不会一下就10倍, 一下就都没有了。
That it doesn't grows 10 times all of a sudden and then all of a sudden disappears.
如果你的心是想在短时间之内不付出什么的代价而得到很高的回报的话,
if your attitude is that in a very short time you want to spend very little but have very big reward,
你的心就掉进去了。
Then your heart has already fallen
危险的,
into
第一个,
it.
第一个危险的,
this is the first, you have already fallen into this first danger.
因为你想要发财啊, 所以说你很容易被骗，很容易被迷惑。
Because you desire to be rich, and the Bible describes that you can fall into temptation and a snare.
因为有那么高的回报啊, 风险很高。
Because if the reward is big, the risk is also big.
溢价可以上那么多, 也代表说溢价也可以全部都不见了。
If it can go up so much in a short while, it also means that it can go down a lot in a short while.
也可能有人骗你。
Or you may be cheated.
昨天报纸说有一些股民呢，看到微信上面说什么股票的 tips 啊，一些内线的消息啊，哇，跟随那个就被骗了几百万。
Yesterday there was a news says that some people on WeChat they see some tips about buying stocks, and they thought it was genuine insider news, so they bought stocks based on that. However, they were cheated.
你想要发财，很容易被骗。
If you want to get rich quickly, then it's very easy for you to cheat.
钱还没有赚，可能钱那个本钱都被骗光了。
Even before you make a little bit money, you may even lose all you have.
再来，这里说，小心不要落在网罗里面。
Here says that we should be careful not to fall into a snare.
网罗就是一个陷阱了。
A snare is a trap.
被困住了，出不来了。
Now once you fall into it, you cannot come out.
真的，进去容易，出来难。
That is true that it's easy to go in but hard to come out.
再来了，这里说了，会不会有什么无智有害的私欲呢？
And also into many foolish and harmful lusts.
人心呢就没有自主了。
Human hearts is
never satisfied.
It's never satisfied.
赚到一点，你想赚更多。
Now when you make a little bit profit, you want to get more.
你输了又想赚回来。
But when you lose something, you want to get it back.
这种就是我们的欲望。
This is our desire.
当这个欲望越大的时候,
and when your desire gets bigger and bigger,
心中的平安就越少,
then the less and less the peace in your heart becomes.
人是这样的, 有欲望, 欲望越大, 心中是不会有平安的。
That this is what man is like. The more desire you have, the less peace you have in your heart.
不管我们拥有的多是少。
It doesn't matter how much we own.
到最后呢，就叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
And all these things will draw men in destruction.
第十节。 据说贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。Verse
10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in the greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
这另外一个小心呢，就是会不会因为你追求这个发达、发财，慢慢引诱你，连道理都不守呢？
Here's another caution to us that is it possible that you are because of your greed, you may even forsake your faith.
因为一个很大的洞，你要填那个洞啊。
Because it's a big hole and you try to fill the hole.
哎呀，所以要去非法的事也不管了，然后就去做了。
So you may do things that are even illegal, in order to fill the hole.
不合道理的事情我们也去做了。
Things that are contrary to the teachings of the Bible.
内线的交易也去做了。
Even for the so-called insider trading.
有钱赚了你就做了。
Or as long as there's money to be made, then you would do it.
到最后呢，离开了道理。
At the end, you leave the faith.
所以不是投资本身的错。
So investment itself is not the problem.
不是你的心是不是已经贪了。
Rather, is your heart already becoming greedy?
就是会跑到离开道理的部分了。
Have you already gone to a point where you are departing from the truth?
到最后呢，搞到自己很愁苦。
At the end, you only bring sorrow to yourself.
没有喜乐。
That you will not have peace.
每天想的都是这些。
Every day you only think about these things.
你把自己的刺透了。
You have pierced yourself through.
得到的是什么？
And what have you gained in return?
所以圣经是给我们是原则。
So the Bible gives us a few principles.
有这些原则之后，我们自己就按着自己神给我们的智慧，自己去决定。
And with these principles, we need to make decisions based on the wisdom that God has given us.
投资是好的。
It is good to invest.
但是投机、炒卖、高风险，你就要小心了。
However, when it is very risky, when it is taking a shortcut,when it is getting rich quick, then you have to be careful.
到最后你可能什么都没有。
Because at the end, you may lose everything.
一开始会有什么现象呢？
What's the symptom in the beginning?
如果心呢太贪了，想太大的话。
If our heart is too greedy.
那钱放进去了，你的心就在上面。
That when, as soon as you put in your money, you may find that your heart is also there.
有没有可能你现在坐在这边聚会，你想的就是什么？
Is it possible that while you are sitting here in service, what are you thinking in your heart?
那个号码不是赞美诗的号码，是股票的号码。
That the number you see is not the number of the hymn books, rather number of your stock ticker.
一闭着眼睛就看到那个图。
That when you close your eyes, you immediately see how your stock is doing.
高点低点在哪里？
You immediately see where the peak and the valley is.
那些东西本身没有错。
Those things, another problem itself.
但是如果他已经控制了你的所有的思想，
But if these things have already controlled all your thoughts,
你一开口跟人家讲的都是这个。
That when you talk to people, as soon as you open your mouth, you talk about
this. 你闭着眼睛还是想这个。
That even when you close your eyes, you still think about
this. 连你做梦都在想那个。
Even your dream, you dream about it.
有个弟兄跟我讲哦，哇，主耶稣晚上告诉我，哪个股票会涨。
A brother once told me that in my dream, the Lord Jesus told me which stock
would go up. 我说真的吗？
I asked him, is it true?
说真的。
He said, it's true.
我后来呢？
But what happened?
我没有听主耶稣的话，没有买。
He told me that I didn't listen to Jesus because I didn't buy the stock.
后来真的有涨，我没有买。
The stock really went up, but I didn't buy it.
我告诉了他。
But I told him.
你想太多了。
You think too much.
不是什么都是主耶稣告诉你。
Not everything comes from the Lord Jesus.
如果信耶稣的好处就是主耶稣告诉你哪一只股票明天会涨。
If the benefit of believing in Jesus is so that he can tell you which stock is going to go up tomorrow.
大家圣经不用看了，聚会不用聚会了，每天祷告就是看那个号码。
Then you don't need to read the Bible, you don't need to come to church because you just pray and look at the numbers.
那个不是主耶稣告诉你的。
Those things didn't come from the Lord Jesus.
管它准还是不准。
Whether it is accurate or not.
不是主耶稣告诉你的。
They did not come from the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣不希望我们整个人的心呢，整天都是想。
The Lord Jesus does not want our heart to think about these things all day long.
不是说我们能不能投资这个问题，而是你的心有没有被抓走的问题。
The question is not whether we can invest, rather it is whether your heart has been tempted.
如果人在这边聚会，那个眼都放空的，然后想到就是哇，等一下。
If you are here in service, but all you think about is what you are going to do later.
礼拜一开始的时候，我要怎么做？
All you think about is what am I going to do when the stock market opens on Monday.
打电话回中国下单了。
I need to call home.
还是我要砍呢
？And buy certain stocks. Or I need to sell.
你的心呢？你就是这样子了。
Then this is what your heart has become.
我也认识另外一个弟兄啊。
I also know another brother.
他也告诉我。
He also told.
他很惨。
Something tragic happened.
本来工作了一辈子。
He worked for his whole life.
好好的，有一笔退休金。
And he was able to save some retirement savings.
也是有一笔存款。
He has some savings.
好好过日子，没有什么问题。
He had a comfortable life, and he didn't have a lot of problems.
那个是十多年前的事。
That was more than a decade ago.
看到别人那么赚钱。
But when he saw that people were making a lot of money,
哇，退休金投进去。
So he decided to put in his retirement savings.
房子也卖掉投进去。
He sold his house and even put in the money he got from his house.
肯定赚了，他觉得。
He felt that I will for sure make money this way.
结果他就是做了那个不没有赚的。
But he became one of the people who didn't make any money.
全部输光。
He lost
everything. 他根本不懂。
Because he didn't know anything.
他什么都不懂，那就跟风。
He was not knowledgeable at all in these things. He just simply follow others.
好像在赌博这样。
It's like gambling.
哇，结果全部没有了。
So he lost everything.
啊，到老了什么都没有了。
When he was in his old age, he had nothing.
很辛苦。
It's a very tragic.
所以真的，我们的心呢，要求主做保守。
So we have to ask the Lord to guard our heart.
我们的钱在哪里，心就放哪里。
Where our treasure is, there your heart is also.
在另外一个地方啊。
There's another case in another place.
有一次在家庭聚会。
During the family service.
聚会完了，我看几个成年人在那个 iPad 在看来看去。After, 很有趣的东西。
After the family service, I saw a few adults playing with their iPads and looking at something very interesting.
通常小孩子玩 iPad 我是很理解了 ，Angry Bird 啦，还是什么、啊、
？I understand why kids would love to play iPad, play games on iPad.
看人家围着几个 iPad 这样不知道看什么。
But when I saw that these adults were surrounding an iPad, I was wondering what they were doing.
家庭聚会玩的分享什么、啊？
I was wondering what they were trying to share with each other after the family service.
很不好意思啊。
But they were a little bit embarrassed.
哎呀，台湾赚到！哎呀，台湾股市开盘了。
So they told me that preacher, we were looking at the stock market in Taiwan because the stock market just opened.
家庭聚会都点心都还没有吃。
Even it was right after the family service, even before the snacks were served.
都在看这个。
That they were looking at the
那个心呢、啊？
That was their heart.
所以我们当然是可以投资。
Of course we can invest.
但是就很小心。
But we have to be very careful.
不是小心有赚还是有赔。
Not to be careful whether we make money or lose money.
要小心我们的心有没有整个被拉走了。
But to be careful whether our heart has been pulled away by it.
影响了夫妻的生活。
It may affect our relationship between husband and wife. It may affect the relationship within the family.
影响信仰。
It may affect our faith.
这个就花不来了。
Then this is something we need to be careful about.
第三种人最聪明。
The third type of people, they are the most wise.
他会把钱啊放在神的投资在天国上面。
They would invest their money in heavenly matters.
我们看马太福音。
Let's refer to the book of Matthew.
马太福音。
Gospel of Matthew.
第十九章。
Chapter 19.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章十九节。
Chapter 6 verse 19.
马太福音六章十九节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 19.
不要为自己执占钱财在地上，地上有虫子咬，能修坏，也有贼挖弄来偷。二十节。
20.
只要自占财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，也不能修坏，也没有贼挖弄来偷啊。
Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also.
这里主耶稣告诉我们。
Here the Lord Jesus tells us.
你投资在地上。
If you invest your wealth on earth.
当然会有回报。
Of course, you may have some return.
但是呢也有很高的风险。
But there is also a big risk.
第一呢
First,
有虫子咬。
There is moth eating.
你投资的东西，有一天它的价值可能会不见。
Things that you invest in one day it may lose its value.
东西被咬坏了，破了就不值钱了。
That when something breaks, it becomes worthless.
你买个古董几百万了，那古董打碎了，一毛钱不值得。
You may spend a lot of money buy an antique vessel, but if that vessel is broken, then it becomes worthless.
你投资在这个公司，它倒闭了，它那个股票一毛钱都不值得了。
If you invest in the company, if the company goes bankrupt, then its stock doesn't worth anything.
我们之前呢，加拿大最值钱的股票之一啊，这是什么 ？BlackBerry 啊，那个时候啊。
For example,
RIM,
a couple years ago, BlackBerry was the most profitable, most valuable company in Canada.
那时候中医生意做得很好。
At that time, their business was booming.
很差，生意很差，那个股票就一点点。
But now it's not so good anymore.
你看那个 Nortel 最高峰的时候。
Or another example is Nortel.
几百块一股啊。
That at the peak, their stock was hundreds of
dollars. 后来啊，一点呢送给了绵药。
But now the stock doesn't worth anything.
真的，地上你投资在地上，真的会贬值，甚至会没有价值。
It is true that when you invest on the things of the in of the things on this earth, that they may lose their
values. And
sometimes you, thieves may even break into your house and steal that.
所以呢，主耶稣给我们另外一个想法。So
here the Lord Jesus gives us another.
除了你在世上生活需要钱，然后做适量的投资之外呢，that
other than needing money in your life and maybe make some moderate investment.
人生我们最重要的是要累积你的财宝在天上。Our
life, the most important thing is to store up treasure in heaven.
这个天上都是放在神的身上。
And this means that you have to put it on God.
用在教会身上,
use it on the church.
救人的灵魂的身上,
use it to save souls.
因为你用在神的身上, 神都把这个账记在天国上面。
Because when you use your treasure on God's things, then God will remember it in heaven.
其实全世界的东西都是神的。
In fact, all things in this world belong to God.
当神看到说你把你辛苦 赚来的一部分，你很爱我，你愿意花在我的儿女身上，我的教会身上，神就会纪念你。When
God sees that you are really willing to offer your wealth to Him or use your wealth on Him, then He will bless you.
这个不仅是在钱财上的而已。This
is not just talking about money.
你在这里为主做工啊。Sometimes
when you work for God,
虽然没有什么回报，even
though there's not much reward,
但是神会纪念的。
But God also remembers.
有一次有一个姐妹啊，为主工作很辛苦。
There was once a sister who very diligently worked for the Lord.
哇，放很多时间在教会上面。
She spent a lot of time on church work.
另外一个姐妹就跟她讲。
So another sister told her.
哇，你工作很辛苦啊。
You work very hard.
花那么多时间啊。
And you spend so much time.
教会应该付你一份薪水啊。
Maybe church should pay you a little bit.
当然她教会是没有付她什么薪水。Of
course, she did not get any money from the church.
但是这位姐妹这样说,
but this is what the sister told.
我在天上，主耶稣已经给我记账了。
But the sister said that in heaven, the Lord Jesus has already remembered me.
我为主做的都记在天上。
That whatever I've done for the Lord has been remembered in heaven.
人没有给她什么，但是她知道她积财在天上。
She did not receive anything back from men, but she knows that the Lord will reward her in heaven.
人生最有意义的什么？
So what is the most meaningful things in our life?
投资在属灵的国上面,
is to invest in the spiritual kingdom.
传福音,
to preach the gospel.
做圣工,
to do holy works.
啊, 建教堂,
to build churches.
啊, 为主耶稣出力,
to labor for the Lord Jesus.
这个就是建在天上,
and all these things are storing that treasure in heaven.
我前几个月去沙巴开会的时候也听到美好的见证。
A few months ago, when I went to Saba, I also heard many wonderful testimonies.
听到日本的有关于一个日本千叶教会啊，一个建堂的见证。
I heard about the testimony from the Chenye Church in Japan.
这个灯可以关暗一点，后面啊，那个离岸可以灯可以关暗一点。你看这栋大楼啊，非常漂亮。
So look at this building, it's very beautiful.
啊，它在日本东京都啊，那个千叶县的一个地方。
This is in Tokyo, Japan. In one of the districts.
你看上面呢，不是挂着？虽然你日本看不懂，但是起码看得懂三个汉字吧？
And you can see at the top of the building, the Chinese letters.
当然高挂着真耶稣教会这几个名字。
It says True Jesus Church.
他说原来啊，这栋呢是商业大楼。
Originally, this was a business building.
啊，有差不多五六层楼高。
It was about 5 or 6 stories tall.
那个地主啊，卖了好几年卖不出去。
The land owner, the building owner, tried to sell it for several years, but they couldn't.
他开价是八亿啊，八亿日元。
And the asking price was
$800 million.
那卖了好几年卖不出去。 And it was on the market for several years.
这个做味噌啊，miso soup的miso的那个老板的一个产业。
It was a miso soup company.
啊，我们教会东京都那个千叶县那边，离开东京很远，那么需要分社教会。
However, because we have church members in the area, and they are very far from the Tokyo church, so then they wanted to branch out to a different church.
找了好几年找不到地方。
So they looked for a place for several years, and they couldn't find it.
终于找到这个大楼。
And they finally found this building.
哇，但是一看，哇，八亿那么多，怎么买？
But when they saw the price tag, 800 million yen, they didn't know what to do.
啊，他们就跟那个屋主谈判。
So they negotiated with the owner.
啊，那个屋主也很想把它卖掉。
And the seller also really wanted to get rid of it.
就跟他们说了。
So he told them.
啊，如果你们能够筹到三亿 3亿日币啊，是现金的，我就给你们了。
If you can have three, you can pay me 300 million yen in cash, then I will sell it to you.
好像听说是100多万嘛，我忘记这个汇率是多少了。
That is probably about $1 million.
但是3亿对他们来说，5-6-10个人来说也是很多钱啊。
But even 300 million yen to them, because they did not have many people there, it was still a big amount of money.
但是大家觉得说教会啊需要建立起来。
But people felt that the church needs we need to establish a worship place here.
他们就回去，每一家每户就自己跟自己的银行讲，用自己的房子抵押，然后用自己的财产抵押，看能问银行能够借了多少。
So they returned home and tried many different ways to try to see if they can borrow money with their own house from the bank.
大家也很同心的，拼命的祷告。
And they also worked in unity and they prayed together.
这个就在这个 closing 之前啊，就筹到了。
So
3亿日币。
Just before the closing, they were able to accumulate 300 million yen in cash.
这是只有5-6十个信徒而已。
They only had about 50 or 60 members.
都是开餐馆的，都是打工的，都有。
And most of them,
很多中国同龄在那边。
There were a lot of members from China who were working in restaurants or working part-time.
这个就是前个月他们献堂的时候。
And this is last month when they had a church dedication.
全东京都的教会很多人都下来参加。
And all the members around Tokyo went to attend.
那坐了好几百人。
And there were hundreds of people.
那个是中国一位张大堂传道啊，他微信发给我的照片。
And I got this picture from a preacher in China.
哇，真的神能够做大事情。
It's true indeed that God can do miraculous things.
日本的同龄真的很爱主啊。
I feel that the members in Japan, they really love the Lord.
他们去日本是为了赚钱的。
They went to Japan so that they can make money.
但是他们不是只为了赚钱。
But they did not just solely focus on making money.
他们要建立教会。
They also wanted to establish churches.
所以他要累积钱宝在财宝在天上。
So that they can store up treasures in heaven.
就把神的国啊，神的这个地上的教会建立起来。
To establish the church on earth.
那我们呢？
So what can we do?
今天你的钱放在哪里呢
？Today, where do you put your money?
如果你的钱只放在享受上面
，If your money is only spent on your own enjoyment,
这个还缺了一点。
Then it's still lacking something.
如果你的钱只放在地上的投资
，If your money only spent on earthly investment,
可能也会有回报。
You may be rewarded a little bit.
但是也要小心，不要太高的风险。
However, you need to be careful because it is also risky.
不然你的心啊，拉进去了，你都没有平安呢。
And you also need to be careful not to allow your heart to be pulled in and lose your peace.
如果你的钱在神的国上面
，But if you spend your money, your treasure on God's kingdom,
神都会纪念跟祝福。
God will remember, God will bless you.
现在，这个温哥华教会啊，前个礼拜他们也通过了要去下 offer 买一栋教会。
In Vancouver Church last week, they also passed the resolution to buy a church.
330万。
The church is $3.3 million.
卡加利的也看到一栋教会，也只能够差不多做差不多100人啊，也要差不多240万。
And Calgary also they are interested in buying a building that can sit about more than 100 people for $1.4 million.
现在这种价钱呢，哦。
So this is how much churches cost around Canada.
这是要盖一个教会，要分设一个教会的需要的都是要几百万的。
That to branch out to a church, to build a new church, we need a few million dollars.
所以我们要为这个建堂基金来祷告。
So we need to pray for the church building fund.
求神感动大家，按着自己的力量，能够奉献建堂的基金。
We need to ask God to move our members so that people can offer according to their own strength to the church building fund.
因为当这个机会来的时候。教会就会需要钱。
Because when the opportunity comes, the church will need money.
这个没有强迫，也没有压力的，按照各个人自己的感受、自己的力量。
This is completely voluntary because it's completely up to your own abilities.
现在我们教会的建堂基金呢，按照财务的说法呢，是要90几万。
As of now, in our church building fund, based on the number given to me by the financial affair, we have about $900,000.
大家要常常为这个事情祷告跟出力。
So we have to often pray about this and also put effort into it.
主呢就会与我们同在。
And the Lord will be with us.
来带领我们，祝福我们。
And will guide us and bless us.
我们今天下午的正道就到这里。
So this concludes our afternoon's sermon.
我们来唱439首。
Let's sing hymn 439.